The supreme accomplishment is to blur the line between work and play. Arnold J. Toynbee.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright, and today we are celebrating our 300th episode here on the Essential Oil Revolution. Oh, that feels so good to say out loud. To celebrate this occasion, we decided to do something a little bit different here on today's show. So for today's interview, you will be hearing me talk about the roots of this show, my favorite essential oils, what it's like to be a podcaster, all sorts of things that we thought you who have been listening to this show for a long time, or maybe it's your first episode, hello, welcome. We thought you guys might like to hear. So that'll be in a minute. But before we do that, I wanted to share, in lieu of our normal DIY dugout section, I wanted to share instructions on how to make a rollerball for the holidays. I thought this would be really helpful for you all to hear this time of year. If you need some really quick gifts to make for friends and family, let them know how much you appreciate having them in your life. So we all know that homemade always makes a gift more meaningful. It also happens to make gifting a little more affordable too. So my favorite holiday hack is to gift your friends and family with a unique essential oil blend that fits into their needs and lifestyles. So here's how you can make the perfect rollerball blend for gifting. Step number one, choose your oils. Think about the person you're gifting to and what they need in their life. So de-stressing is often a great need for many people. You can grab a blend like Stress Away or stick to something like a pure lavender. Maybe add some bergamot in there or some frankincense. My favorite thing to do is to take something like lavender and bergamot and add in a drop of rosemary. So the giftee is always sure to be surprised by a really pleasant yet familiar aroma. Step number two, add a carrier oil. A carrier oil is a must-have for your rollerball blend. It will keep your gift safe and your budget low. You can get a large bottle of jojoba oil, Young Living's V8, or coconut oil, fractionated coconut oil, which is liquefied, to make up the majority of your rollerball blend. Step number three, get your bottle. Now, not all roller bottles are made equal. I prefer glass containers by far and metal roller tops. That's the actual ball part that glides over the skin, way better than plastic. There's lots of different websites where you can get roller balls. My preference for shopping for these kind of accessories is a website called youroiltools.com. Or if you're looking for extra sparkly, beautiful, crystally type of accessories, Whimsy and Wellness. So Your Oil Tools or Whimsy and Wellness, those are two great sites for shopping for these kinds of accessories. For either site, you can use coupon code REVOLUTION to get 10% off of your first purchase. You can find rollerballs of lots of different shapes and sizes. I recommend sticking to like a 5 milliliter rollerball. That's a good size. And for that, you'll need probably about 8 to 15 drops of essential oil. You can go less if you want. It really, guys, depends on the strength of the oil that you're using. So if you're making like a rose roller bottle, you really only need one drop. But if you're doing something that's like a muscle rub, you might want it a little bit stronger, go up higher towards the 15. So get to know your scent first and go from there. But somewhere between usually 8 to 10 drops is a good ballpark. So put your essential oils in the rollerball first, then fill the rest of the bottle with your carrier oil of choice, then place the rollerball and the cap on. Usually to get the roller part to stick on, you need to like place it on the top and then screw the cap on. That's what usually locks in the rollerball cap. And if you want to make it extra special, add a label to the bottle. You can print one that says Sleep Blend and put it under some clear tape. If you have one of those vinyl sticker print machines, you could do that. You could also custom order those on Etsy. Or you can use one of my latest obsessions, which is called washi tape. You can find beautiful designs of washi tape to add onto your roller bottles, and they make them just look so beautiful very easily and a little more water resistant that way too. Sometimes like regular stickers tend to kind of fall off on the roller balls. So washi tape, W-A-S-H-I, is a really good resource for that. And with that, I hope you make some beautiful holiday gifts this season. I hope you enjoy this very special 300th episode on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy M-A-M-M-O-T-H.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, my 20 twin.
Hi, 20 twin.
Welcome to the show. I'm super excited for today's episode, our 300th. Can you believe it?
I know. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you. Well, this was your idea to kind of flip the mic for, because I was like, let's maybe wait till after the new year to do a 300th.
Oh, I know. You're like thinking of skipping this whole occasion. I'm like, no, you can't.
So we're going to flip the mic. You've prepared some questions for me, some questions that you feel like my listeners maybe have wanted to ask me that haven't been answered already on the show. So I'm going to hand the host mic over to you. And thanks for doing this. For those that don't know, my twin sister, Michelle McGregor, she's been on our team here since 2019. And she is like the glue that holds this show together. If it were not for her,
couldn't do without me.
I absolutely could not. So I'm very grateful for her. And y'all are secretly, you don't know it. You don't know how grateful you are for her, but she is really like the gas in this car. So,
well, but you built the car, you know? Thank you. That was very sweet, Samantha. So hi, everybody. My name is Michelle McGregor. If I sound a lot like Samantha, well, that's because we're twins. But I'm so proud of Samantha. I'm so proud of what you've built. And I know a lot of listeners are just, I get all the emails. I'm the one that gets all the emails from listeners that, you know, write in with questions or with DIY recipes, which get those recipes in, y'all. Get those DIY recipes in. You can win so many cool things. And I just see how much people love you. And, you know, I've loved you, you know, since the wee early cells of our life, since the womb. So I thought I would do a little intro for you, if that's okay.
All right.
So our guest today is Samantha Lee Wright. She's always been my guardian angel and teacher. I know many listeners appreciate the knowledge that she brings to their lives, and I too have had that appreciation from a very, very young age when Samantha taught me how to do everything from tie my shoes to spell dog, and believe it or not, even at about 8 years old, stressed the importance of saving to me with our weekly quarters that we got for doing chores.
I don't remember that.
Yes, you did. So I've been really grateful to be able to work on the show, and I really admire your passion, Samantha, and your heart, and I love you.
No, thank you.
So let's get to some questions. I know people are probably wondering these things after 300 episodes. Oh my gosh. So you've been doing this show for how long?
Since December of 2015.
Wow.
So that's, 6 years this month?
Yes. So long time. And you've done an episode every single week, like without fail, except for some planned.
There's been a few. Breaks. Yeah. I think when Layla got Lyme disease, my daughter, that was like the 1 month where I was like, I need to take a break. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. That's quite an accomplishment to be that consistent. So I'm sure a lot of listeners are wondering what are your essential oil must-haves, or, you know, you learn and talk about essential oils all day long, but what are your very favorite oils, if you could just narrow it down?
Yeah, well, at the risk of sounding kind of vanilla here, I really do have my main go-tos are really the same ones that I've been using for 7-8 years now. Plus, they're the ones I'm just always reordering. Like, if I run out of these, it's like, what the heck? You know, how did this happen? And they are Thieves. Thieves is a blend. It's one of the most kind of well-known blends of clove, lemon, cinnamon bark, eucalyptus, and rosemary essential oil. So it's just it is the essential oil.
You put it in your tea, right?
You can put it in
when
your tea.
You feel like you're getting sick, don't you?
Find it easier for me to now just put it in a capsule. If I'm really feeling like I need that extra support, I'll put it in an empty gel cap, top it off with some olive oil, just like three drops
of Thieves.
And then fill the rest with some olive oil in a capsule, and then take it with some food. You don't really want to take it on an empty stomach.
That's what I was gonna ask. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're really feeling like you want an extra punch in there, add one drop of oregano. That's really good. Oregano is a really great oil to have on hand as well.
Yeah, our episode with Dr. Chalmers sort of stressed oregano, didn't he? Like, he just loves oregano. He claims that it knocks out people's colds. I mean,
yeah, strep, all sorts of things. Yeah. So I'm not allowed to make those clams, so I won't. But
I didn't. He said believed those things. Yes, I get compliance.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah, and then frankincense. You know, I think I've told this story probably too many times on the show of just how it helped me with my postpartum depression so much. I mean, it just sort of helped me avoid postpartum depression with my second. Like, instead of, I could feel myself getting kind of slipped down into that spiral, and frankincense just kind of called out to me and was like, hey, I'm here. It's mm-hmm. cool. It's cool.
And what is frankincense? It's a tree?
It comes from the frankincense tree or Boswellia tree. Frankincense, there's many, many different species. Actually, there's one episode we did all about the different frankincense species and the resins, because you can also use the resins medicinally. But
what is resin?
Resin is essentially sap from a tree that's been like hardened. But yeah, the way that frankincense is distilled is really different than most other essential oils that we think of. When we think of like peppermint essential oils, we think of just taking a whole bunch of peppermint leaves, throwing them in a distillery, steaming the leaves and capturing the oil. But with frankincense, it's a very complicated process. You have to essentially cut the tree, like the bark, not cut the tree down, just like gash the bark and allow the sap to ooze out. What Young Living does, they get rid of that first sap and then allow a second sap to come through It's even more therapeutic that way. Collect that sap and then go cure it in a cave for like a year or something. I can't remember how long. And then with that resin, distill it and turn it into an essential oil. But some people use the resin itself in like a burner or something. That's traditionally what churches would do a lot.
Where does it grow, the tree?
So sacred frankincense, which is the most revered species of frankincense, Boswellia sacra, is in Oman. It's a place in the Middle East called Oman, and it's a very difficult region to access. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I get really geeked out on like the politics of essential oils and how, you know, because if you say your frankincense is from Oman, you can sell it at a much higher profit margin because everyone knows how special it is. So what a lot of companies do is they'll create their frankincense somewhere else from, let's say, a Boswellia tree or some other species of frankincense. They'll ship it. They'll ship the essential oil bottles into Oman, have them sit in the port side for like a day, and then ship them back out. And then they can say, from Oman.
My gosh. That's crazy. What does Young Living do for their frankincense?
Well, they get this frankincense, the sacred frankincense, directly from Oman. In fact, I don't know the full story, but it was many years ago, like 30 years ago or so, that Gary Young was traveling to that area specifically to, you know, research frankincense. And he, you know, started to get to know the farmers and the places there. And he was given a very special license to extract the frankincense from Oman, which is very, very difficult to do. But they could you know, that he was going to respect the trees. He was going to be sustainable with the trees. He wasn't going to just like cut down a bunch of frankincense and be disrespectful about it and stuff. So yeah, that's the extent of my knowledge on that story.
That's so cool. Now I feel like I'm going to go, I might have sacred frankincense at home. I'm going to go hold the bottle and give it a little hug.
Yeah. Even if you don't have sacred frankincense, I really feel like frankincense, the Boswellia one, is almost equally as amazing. To me, they smell very similar. And to me, they get that same like, effect for me. They're just so grounding, so peaceful. If you ever just
it is a magical
peaceful,
oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's powerful too, not just psychologically and emotionally, but you know, like just putting it on your skin, anywhere on your skin, like add it to your face cream, put it on a scar. For babies, like thieves can be a little bit strong for kids. Frankincense and lemon as a combination, as like a alternative to thieves, is a little bit milder. So like rubbing that down the spine for a kid or a baby diluted would be a good alternative. So it's a very, very powerful oil. And for compliance reasons, I can't really say more, but I encourage people to research sacred frankincense and its effects on your DNA. I'll just say that.
Okay. Well, we'll have to do that. Maybe if I find a good article about it, I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah. And then I'll just quickly say my other go-to oils are lemon, peppermint, lavender, Digies, and Stress Away. So those are just, I couldn't live without, like, it seems like every week one of them has saved my life.
Mm, that's great. Yay. So I want to switch a little bit about, you know, just talking about podcasting, because it really, what you've accomplished is, it's hard, right? I mean, getting to 300 episodes all by yourself, really bootstrapped. You didn't have any funding, like nobody paid you to make this podcast. So knowing what you know now about creating and sustaining a podcast, you know, if you had to do it all over again, would you still create the show?
Oh my gosh, I've never even thought about that. Absolutely, 1,000% yes. Yeah, there's not a day that I'm not just so incredibly grateful that I get to call this my job. Like, it's amazing, and it's such an honor. And it's still exciting to me every time I get to have a conversation with someone about health and wellness, about essential oils. And I've absolutely loved it. Every, you know, there are days where I'm like, I'm tired, I don't want to interview,
yeah.
You know.
Well, you're human.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm human. I have my days, but overall, it's amazing.
Why podcasting, though? That's what there are so many other ways to learn, you know, to become a speaker and learner and educator about essential oils, you know, and popular platforms like YouTube and Instagram. And so what really attracted you to podcasting?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll say I started a whole year straight of just teaching about essential oils via classes. You know, I would drive to people's homes. Hey, who wants to host an oil class? You know, get some friends together. I would make brownies. I'd bring them. And I love, that was
did
one
you put-
of
peppermint
and
the brownies.
I did put peppermint in the brownies, of course. And that was a very fond year. Like, I look back on that year with just such fondness. And I love teaching in person. I'd already been teaching childbirth classes for a long time. And there's something about adult learning, like being I don't think I could ever teach kids, but I love teaching adults because they're just there to learn and they ask great questions and it's super fun. So I've been doing that for a year, and I would bring Layla with me when she was a baby. I would bring her to the classes, and then I'd have to leave August at home, you know, and he was 2 at the time. So after doing that for about a year, I was just getting really tired of leaving my babies at home, you know, because they would always be kind of around dinner time or just after dinner. I'd miss bedtime, and just I was like, man, how long can I keep this up? I don't know. So that was my first shift of thinking into, all right, if I really want to grow, become an entrepreneur, grow my essential oil business, make a living, you know, somehow, I've got to move to the online platform. I just got to go digital, right? So I was just looking at my options. And when I looked at my options, there's YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, what else? I mean, blogging, there's so many ways that you can. And, you know, I always tell people, don't try to do them all. Pick one.
Right.
Pick one and pick the one that you enjoy the most. And podcasting is just listening to podcasts is something I've enjoyed for a very long time. There's something to me so magical about this platform. The fact that I don't have to go on camera is like essential to me. You know, I could never teach this well and have these great conversations with so many people if I had my face in front of a camera. That's just, my brain kind of shuts down when I'm in front of a camera.
So can you talk a little bit about what being an entrepreneur means to you? Because you are a big time entrepreneur in my eyes. I mean, you don't just do the podcast. You also, for those that don't know, you're a phenomenal website creator, and you've got a lot of your online presence and what you've created as an entrepreneur. To me, it looks a lot like a web. You know, you've got a lot of sponsors for the show, but you also work with like your oily tools, like for people to be able, you know, to like making a rollerball. Like, you've got all these resources for people that all connect through you in a way that it really impresses me. It intimidates me. And I know with your podcasting course, Pineapple Podcasting, you help teach people that side of entrepreneurship when it comes to podcasting. But what does it mean to you, you know, to what's that like? What's it like being so smart and successful?
Well, you know, when you say it that way, I feel like it can feel really overwhelming, the thought of, you know, being an entrepreneur and having different income streams and having all these websites and here and here and here. But really, when you said spider web, right, this web, I imagine this spider web, and right at the center is the people that I serve. You know, you cannot be an entrepreneur without serving people and having an audience that knows you, that likes you, that trusts you enough to, you know, trust when you have a sponsor that you want to support, or trust that the advice you're giving is good, or if you have a product to sell, they'll trust you enough to buy it, right? You really, any entrepreneur is only as good as their listeners or followers or audience or whatever, you know, the kind of the language changes via each platform. But in the essence, it's just all about the people. So if you're starting out, you know, on an entrepreneurial journey, don't try to envision the whole web. I think that's where a lot of people get really caught up. They're like, okay, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to be an influencer, and I'm going to have this income stream and make this course, and I'm going to be on that platform. And they kind of try to expand their web super quickly without first really focusing in on what's the center of that web. Find that, even if it's just one person, who's that one person that you're there to help, and go slowly, start from there. So, you know, when I started my podcast, I really just wanted to help people like me, which oftentimes your business is centered around, you know, your customers are people that are kind of like you, maybe that have a problem that you're having or had in the past, or just have a need. And my need at the time was, man, I really wish there was some better podcast about essential oils out there. So I really wanted to create that for people like me who wanted to learn about essential oils kind of beyond the surface level of essential oils and do it via audio, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I focused on. And I wasn't really making much money like my first year at
right,
all.
Of course.
Like at all. Like I had to bum money off of our older sister just to like pay my electric bill.
You did?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
You could have asked me.
I don't think you had any money at the time.
I know. That was kind of a joke.
But yeah, you know, I just kept focusing on serving my people, and that opened up because I have the best listeners. Like, I just have to brag on my listeners. They're just the best people ever. And my essential oil community are the best ever. And so I just kind of kept my faith that like, this is going to work. This is going to turn into something. And it did. It turned into many, many things that I could not have envisioned had I tried to map this all out from the beginning, right?
Oh my God, you're gonna make me cry. That's so beautiful. How long do you see yourself doing the show?
I don't know. I think so long as I find it interesting. I think so long as I feel like there's still something to learn about essential oils, I'll probably keep doing it. And it's a field that there's so much recent, like there's still such current research being done and so much evolving around it all the time that I feel like it could.
You may go forever.
I may go forever, right?
Well, that leads into another question I wanted to ask really well, which is what have you learned about essential oils from doing the show that has surprised you?
Well, funny enough, I was talking to one of my listeners today. I was getting feedback on something, and shout out to TJ. Oh my gosh, TJ, I love you so much. And she was like, episode 289, hands down my favorite. And I was like, me too.
Really?
Yes, that was the one about quorum sensing, the quorum sensing abilities
with
of essential oils.
Dr. Dan Daniel. Gubler.
And oh my gosh, that episode to me was just – it's so fascinating, and it's stuff that I you know, you can hear it in different words. Be like, oh yeah, essential oils are, you know, effective on all sorts of bacterias and viruses. They interact with them intelligently. Like, that's one way you can say it. And then there's this other way you can visualize it as essential oils having the ability to, like, literally cut the communication out between these bacteria or viruses, that so then they can't talk to each other, and then they can't grow and, like, overtake the body. And that whole episode to me was really fascinating. And then, you know, I just, so many things, like talking to Eric Z on a recent interview, and he told me about the recent study on orange oil. Was it orange and orange and vanilla essential oil?
Yes, it was. I remember that.
Yeah, and the study they did about, you know, the strangers in the rooms that had to, like, solve racism in 20 minutes. And, you know, group A is, like, just freaking out and totally despondent and, like, oh, my God, like, this is impossible. We can't even try. And then group B, who had orange and vanilla diffusing in the room, were like, well, obviously we're not going to solve racism in 20 minutes, but – you know, let's do our best.
Yeah. I know. I wish I had, like, in my fantasy life when I'm a millionaire, I want a diffusing system that is, like, in kind of like an AC system where it's actually diffusing through, like, points, holes in the wall in, like, all the rooms.
And you can, like, have a stockpile of oil bottles connected to the system and,
choose
the different scents that get pumped in. Oh, my God. Yeah. I think we're on to the next million-dollar idea.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Oh, my gosh. Now I could go on forever. Yes. So let's move on. I want to say that one of my favorite episodes is Peggy Rusk talking about the dogs and the cats. And I think we should do more animal episodes.
More animal. If you agree with Michelle, then let me know via an email or on social media, like, be like, more animal episodes, because I don't own any pets.
I know, so
it's just not something that comes to mind for me. I don't have a lot of personal
people
experience.
People should send in their DIY animal recipes, like things they've used on their animals that have been successful. I want to see those.
Yay.
So I think you've already talked enough about what you love about podcasting. It seems like the people that you created this for and that you get to interact with seems like your favorite thing about podcasting. Correct me if I'm wrong. But what is your least favorite thing about podcasting?
Let's see. My favorite thing is just getting to talk to so many amazing people and ask questions. I love asking questions. But my least favorite thing would be probably just when things go wrong on the technology side. Like, I strive to create a podcast that has really great sound quality. I try so hard. And then there's just little things that happen that are just, you know, unless you're going to retake a whole interview, there's just things kind of, you know, out of your control. You know, for a good, like, solid month, I didn't realize my mic I was using got bumped. Yeah. And the gain, there's a button called the gain on it, and the gain accidentally got bumped to, like, max. And no, it wasn't the gain, it was the record pattern got bumped to like take in the sound of the whole room instead of just right in front of the mic. And I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was because that was right when we moved too. That's probably how it got bumped. And I didn't realize, and I was like, oh, I guess it's just the new room that I'm recording in that's so, you know, just so echoey or something.
No.
And I was like, oh, so there's a good, you know, month or two of episodes that just sound terrible, you know, and I hate that. Or sometimes your guest, you know, just can't quite get their mics, like, figured out. And or you think that the recording's really good, and then you listen back and you're like, oh, their mic's blown. Dang.
Right. Wait, remember when the commercials were, like, three times the volume of the episodes?
We didn't notice.
Yeah, we didn't know that for a while. And it was like, oh my gosh, why didn't somebody tell us? You guys can always write us if something.
Yeah, be like, if the commercials are too loud. Why are your ads, like, 10 times louder than your episodes? Yeah. It's like, I didn't know.
I didn't know. Yes. Well, Let me ask you one or two more questions if you have more time.
I do.
If not essential oils, what would your podcast be about?
Oh my gosh. I have, like, a new podcast idea every day.
What's the latest? What's the latest and greatest in the mind of Mantha?
The So I secretly dream of being like a really great investigative journalist, you know, like, you know, someone that could work for This American Life or Radiolab or something. Like, I want to be one of those people. So I live in a very small town, and one of our local figureheads here, celebrities, is our state senator. Her name is Virginia Fox. And I just hear just like the most bonker stories about her. And she's like this really key figure in politics and stuff. And I'm like, how fun would it be to do like a mini series about Virginia Fox? My friend wants to do it too. She wants to call it Fox. Fox News, but with two X's.
Oh, there you go.
And then we'd like jump out and surprise Virginia Fox and be like, hey, we got a question for you. Why'd you vote this way on this?
Yeah.
So I just think it would be so fun to do a mini series that deep dives into like a local issue for my town. Yeah. I think that would be really, really cool.
Just don't get tackled by a bodyguard.
Yeah, right. That could definitely happen.
You could just you could spray essential oils in their eyes.
I come in peace and calming.
Not so peaceful now, huh? Oh my gosh, that's great. Okay, Samantha, if there was one thing, just one thing that you could have your guests take away from your show when it comes to using essential oils, what would it be?
Empowerment. Mm. I mean, it's the first line of our show intro that has stayed the same for this many years. Empowerment and education. Two powerful elements, but you made me choose one.
I love that intro.
It's great. But empowerment, like, there's only so much that you can learn from me or my guest or whoever's here, not only because of compliance, but also because of the length of time or because of, you know, your brain can only take in so much at one time as well. Like, empower yourself to learn as much about these things as you want, or as little, honestly. You know, I think we need to kind of lighten up on essential oil. Once you know the basic safeties, you know, dilute, don't drink too much, don't put it in your eyes or your ears, don't, you know, use in excess, use good quality. I mean, that's the safety tips right there. So, you know, use your oils and empower yourself by, you know, researching more if you want to, or just using them with confidence. Like, let your body be your guide, let yourself be your guide. There's such an empowerment to that that I feel very strongly about.
That's beautiful. I'm going to do the thing that maybe you'll edit out, but since I have you here, maybe you won't. This thing that is the opposite of empowerment, which is me just being like, hey, Samantha's here. Let me ask you, what should I put on my hip? Like, my hip feels like the socket of my femur bone is like stuck in my hip. Is there an oil you would recommend for putting on my hip to like loosen the muscles? To let them relax more?
I'd say Copaiba.
Oh, really? I thought you were just going to say Panaway. Really? Well, Copaiba and Valor.
Well, Panaway's great. Will feel really great, you know, and that's great. So Panaway, Wintergreen, Peppermint, those will like be cooling and make it feel good. But if you want to, you know, like loosen there, then I think Copaiba and Valor too. You know, Valor's nickname is chiropractor in a bottle. So that would be a really good one. But don't use that as a replacement for some good like physical therapy or something.
I know. No, I've done it all for years. It's nothing helps. It's just really irritated right now. But Valor 2 is basically the same as Valor, right?
Valor 2 doesn't smell the same, but it has, you know, very similar effects. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Samantha, I'm sure that you've answered your own closing questions many a time, and I will answer them when I'm a guest, because I want to bring a spotlight episode on endometriosis and essential oils to the show soon.
You've had such a journey with that, so I can't wait for you to share that with the listeners.
So much to share. I'm so excited. So tell us, you know, what are you most excited about right now? What's next? What's next after 300?
After 300 episodes, you know, well, I'm still doing this podcast. It's not going anywhere. Woo-hoo. But this year has been just kind of double blessing on top of blessing of now shifting in being able to teach other podcasters, teach other aspiring podcasters.
Mm. It's so good. Oh, your course is so good.
Thank you.
And it's funny too. Like, I love your videos. Like, they're the GIFs that you use.
I tried to calculate how many GIFs, which for those that don't know, are those like funny kind of like animated videos. Like, I like to use those a lot when I'm editing my lessons.
Funny. You find the best ones.
I've used at least 700 GIFs in the creation of the course.
My gosh. Yeah. Holy cannoli. That's hysterical. Well, you find good ones. You've got a knack. But seriously, your course is amazing. I mean, I really am inspired. I want to make a limited series podcast about endometriosis. You know, I want to come on this show first. But it's so cool what you've done. I mean, I've never seen – no, nobody else is doing what you're doing, I don't think, that I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely people who offer online courses about podcasting. But from what I've heard from students who have taken other people's courses, mine – for the, like, especially for the price, which tends to be actually cheaper than most of the ones that are out there. But I also offer weekly coaching calls with mine.
Yeah, you're hands-on.
You know, every week, when you buy the course, like, every week you get to come on Zoom with me and talk about your podcast ideas or struggles. And on top of that, just how in-depth I go into the lessons of not just how to slap together a podcast, but really how to do it right, how to systemize it, how to get good audio, how to monetize it, and how to monetize, you know, apart from just podcast ads, especially. So I've gotten a lot of feedback from students that are like, your course is like everything you need.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's amazing. And you teach people how to do what you did, but you do it in a way they don't, you know, it doesn't matter what their podcast is about, if it's a long-running thing, an interview thing, you know, you got the gold, baby.
Oh, thank you. Well, I love it so much. And it's, yeah, some people ask, like, oh, does it have to be an essential oil podcast to take your course?
No.
I'm like, no. I've got students in there who are making podcasts about farming, about music, about the Bible, about, you know, being a mom boss, just all sorts of things. Yeah.
Are you going to do, you should do like a code 300th or something for your listeners if they want to make.
Oh, I should. That's a good idea. Yeah. Let's do celebrate 300 will be the coupon code.
All caps?
Doesn't matter, but yeah, we'll make it all caps. So, celebrate 300 for let's go big. Let's give them 20% off.
I love it.
Okay.
So listeners, I will put this in the show notes for you. If you would like to start your own podcast and learn from the best, go to pineapplepodcasting.com, or you can find it through the show notes of this show. Put in code celebrate 300 for 20% off your Pineapple Podcast Academy lesson.
That'll be the numbers 300. Yeah.
Yes. And you'll get, I mean, with that course, it's how many? It's like eight.
It's
weeks.
6 weeks of lessons plus
6 weeks of lessons.
Weekly coaching calls. Yeah.
And a weekly coaching call live with Samantha. It's awesome. Do it. Well, you guys make your dreams come true.
That's so sweet.
Well, congratulations to Samantha on completing 300 episodes of the world's number one podcast on essential oils. It's really an honor to work with you and to share what you've created with everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. Love you.
Love you. Do, 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 do. No, you got to do the exit. You have to close the show. I'll do it.
Okay, here we go.
Ready?
Yep. The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can find me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright.
Close enough.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Find me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright and check out our resources, show notes, swag shop, and more at revolutionoilspodcast.com. For an ad-free listening experience, you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts for less than the cost of a fancy latte. Just imagine, no ads. How wonderful would that be? Check it out exclusively on Apple Podcasts. We'll be taking some time off for the holidays, but we'll catch you again in the new year. Thanks so much for tuning in. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.